Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, real quick, we're going to have Sheriff Mark Lamb up with us in just a moment here. If you want to call in and you want to basically throw a question at him, you can do that, but we're going to do our best to roll right through it because we only got him for two short segments, and as you know, they already call this the fastest hour on national radio anyways. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know too, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, do that is growing exponentially. Yesterday we had about 122,000 people on the show, and I totally appreciate that in so many different ways. We're also broadcasting into 157 cities, and by the way, you've made us the number one and number two show out of 65 different show hosts. Only you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Subscribe, top left side of the page, go to SOL Radio Live on the top there, and subscribe to the social media platform. That's live at any given time that you so choose. And or go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page as well. One more time, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. Period. Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Who said that, by the way? President Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. So with that said, let's roll into this. And I'm going to do my best to tee it up for Mark Lamb here in just a moment. And before I do that, I want to show you this because everything is based on perception. And one of my friends online, my older sister, said, you know what, it really is true the way things are perceived. Now, if you're on social media platforms right now, there's a picture of a family. It's the dad on the left. It's one of the little boys in the middle. And then to the right, and I'm looking at it from the right side here, a little girl on the right side, and then mommy's on the far right. And it looks like, if you look at it, it looks like they've all hung themselves. It's really bizarre. But I want you to check this out. A 6-year-old girl handed us a note. His teacher had called my wife in and said, this is an emergency meeting concerning this picture that was actually drawn up by one of their children. We asked our son if he had any idea why, and he said she didn't like the drawing. I did. We went in the next day. His teacher pulled the drawing below out and said, I asked him to draw his family, and he drew this. He said to the parents, the teacher said to the parents, friends, would you mind explaining this picture? Would you mind explaining this picture? Yeah. The dad said, absolutely, we can do that. And so did the wife. This is our family vacation. We were snorkeling off of the shores of the Bahamas. And when you first look at it, you're thinking to yourself, oh my goodness, I mean, this kid just showed a picture of him and his whole family hanging themselves, but in fact, that's not at all what it was. And see, it's an issue of perception. Now, I'm saying that for the very reason that we need to slow our roll. Many times when we see politicians kicking out their policies, which are undermining the Constitution, by the way, now you understand why you have man's 10,000 commandments, because man in America refuses to obey his 10. But policies undermine the Constitution, but when we listen to politicians all day long, for some reason or another, those that are derelict of duty, that are just giving them the benefit of the doubt, taking them for face value, believe that what the politicians are saying is constitutional, when in fact it's not constitutional at all. See, and there is perception as well. And if we pay attention to the fact as to what the Constitution says, we're going to know the truth of the matter concerning what the perception should be, rather than what many want it to be. And so it is with this picture, friends. And it's a great analogy concerning the way that we're given information 24/7. Most people in this country already know that we're being lied to. 94% of the American people say they don't believe the mainstream media. And I'm going to hit on that in just a moment with Sheriff Mark Lamb. Now, I want to give you a little bit of an intro as to who Sheriff Mark Lamb is. My son, who is going to school right now to become a sheriff, as a matter of fact, was online, and he said, "Dad, have you ever heard of Sheriff Mark Lamb before?" And I said, "No." I said, "What of him?" He said, "He seems to be a doer of the word, not a hearer only, deceiving himself." And I said, "Well, what are you talking about?" He said, "Dad, he's got a citizen's posse. This sheriff is a constitutional Christian, constitutional sheriff." And he said he's actually practicing what he's preaching. And what he's done is he's taken his citizenry and he's actually deputized them for the coming times. And I said, "Well, that's really cool." I said, "Did he just do this?" He said, "No, he's been ready for the last 3 years. Now, this guy's out in Pinal County in Arizona. So he gets to see a whole lot of things that most of us just hear about. But this time we got Sheriff Mark Lamb so we can actually hear what is in fact happening rather than being told by the mainstream media that nobody believes as to what is happening there. But what I want to do, and what I shared with Sheriff Mark Lamb just a couple minutes ago, I want to educate the people in the United States of America as to what a sheriff is, what his authority is, and what they are doing to put a stop concerning what's going on in the United States of America right now. You guys all remember the interview that we did with Richard Mack, and he said if the sheriffs across the United States of America would uphold, in other words, practice what they preach, and I'm talking about their sworn oaths and upholding the enumerated laws found in the Constitution, he said we could put a stop to this real quick, but the sheriffs need to come together. Well, we're seeing that, folks, across the country, and aside of Sheriff Mark Lamb, you're also seeing this in Illinois. We're seeing this in Illinois where a majority of the sheriffs are actually upholding their sworn oaths. And by the way, if you want to take that to Scripture, read Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23, verse 23. And remember, they swear to uphold the Constitution and the laws found within against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. And they end with what? So help me God. And I'm talking about the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. So in just a moment, we're going to pull him up, and I want to tee up a question for him concerning what is in fact happening over in Illinois right now, because I see what the mainstream media is doing is trying to play down the opposition in which in fact that they are receiving, because a majority of the counties, there's 101 counties in Illinois, and I believe 80 sheriffs have already stood up in opposition to this tyrant called a governor in that state. And again, they're trying to play down the opposition by saying dozens of sheriffs have stood up. No, folks, that's not the case. That's what they always do. They belittle your efforts. We'll be right back.
Hello, Sons of Liberty Radio. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're going to pull up Sheriff Mark Lamb. We have him for two segments here. And so without further ado, friends, let's just go ahead and welcome him in. Thanks for joining us, Mark. I totally appreciate you, brother, from another mother. You are the sheriff of, is it Pinal County in Arizona there? And we welcome you, and we totally appreciate you. And, yes, I can hear you perfectly right now, so this is all good. Well, let's get to this right away because I want to throw some things at you concerning what's going on in Illinois right now, and it's been going on for the last couple months. We see what's happening. The governor, once again, is coming in and acting outside of his scope of given authority or delegated authority from we the people and creating laws that, as they would call them laws, but they're policies that are undermining, for example, the Second Amendment. And when he did that, he tried to sell himself to the people of Illinois as if he was representing the people's voice, which is regardless, because we're not a democracy, we're a constitutional republic. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. And with that, I noticed that when the report came out that he happily signed this bill because everybody was just waiting for him to do it, all of a sudden the sheriff stood up in opposition. As a matter of fact, the last number I seen were 80 out of the 101 counties. The sheriff stood up in opposition to this governor. What say you concerning what you're seeing over there in that particular county?
Well, I love that they're doing it in the state of Illinois, and I think it's actually 90 of the 101 sheriffs actually stood against it, which is what the sheriff should do. Look, here's what most people don't understand is we oftentimes put a lot of emphasis on Congress, Senate, on a national level, but we overlook those very important local elections, your state legislators, your state senators, your governor. Honestly, Arizona and Illinois have the same exact federal gun laws. However, the gun laws differ on the state level. And so who has failed those people are the elected officials that they've been electing throughout the state of Illinois, and they have then passed laws making it illegal for a good, honest citizen to own and have guns. And I'm glad that the sheriff stood against it, because that's truly what the sheriff is for. I will have people, when I talk about things like this, the people say, well, sheriff, you're the government. And I always tell them, no, I'm not the government. I'm your county sheriff. My job is to protect you from the bad guys and to protect you from government overreach. And I'm glad to see these sheriffs are doing that.
Any communications with guys over in Illinois? You got any friends over in Illinois concerning sheriffs as to what the feedback has been? Because we know that the mainstream media is trying to play down the efforts of the sheriffs. As a matter of fact, Mark, what they did is after this first came out, the mainstream media, again, 94% of the American people don't believe a thing that they have to say, came out and they said that instead of saying 80 or 90 sheriffs, that are in 90 counties are were opposing this tyrant, because that's exactly what he is. They said several dozens of sheriffs were standing against this bill and saying it's absolutely unconstitutional. I mean, any insight on a personal level concerning what's happening there right now?
You know, I don't have any insight on a personal level. You know, we are all so busy trying to protect our community from this onslaught of disastrous policies that we're seeing on a national level. And look, I blame Republicans and Democrats alike, because they're failing the people over and over again. And so a lot of us have been very busy. I haven't had a chance to reach out, but if any of them that are listening today, we stand behind you as sheriffs, and I know a lot of sheriffs from across this country stand behind those sheriffs in Illinois, and I'm glad they're fighting against it, because this is lunacy that we're seeing so many places across this country.
Absolutely. And you know what? My message to the people when it comes to the Second Amendment, as a matter of fact, my message to the people when it comes to constitutional law, listen, I'll stand with those in government that do their job and hold to the law, but if they stand against the law and they transgress that law, I'll be the first one to stand against them. But when it comes to the Second Amendment, Mark, I continuously tell the people on this radio show, you're not disarming me. No. When is it that the American people say, no more, we're not doing this, rather than just even simply hiding behind their local sheriffs? Because regardless if the sheriff stands with it or not, I'm not disarming. That's my message.
No.
And when I look at the Second Amendment, that's exactly what it tells me. I'm not going to ask those that work for me if I can go ahead and bear arms while they're sitting there creating policies to disarm me. Again, that is the definition of tyranny, and our forefathers constructed the Second Amendment for such a time as this. What say you?
Well, Thomas Jefferson said that free men don't ask for permission to bear arms. And, you know, I came out recently about the ACS ruling on the wrist braces, how I felt that was unconstitutional. I don't think it'll stand up in the courts. But I want to tell a quick little Aesop fable. There's a story of the lion who falls in love with the farmer's daughter. And the farmer's very concerned about the lion, because the lion has sharp teeth and sharp claws. And so he addresses this concern with the lion, and the lion says, no, sir, these sharp teeth and these sharp claws are I would use to protect your daughter. But the lion, the farmer continues to be uncomfortable, but he realizes the lion has fallen deeply in love with his daughter, and he's probably not going to be able to stop it. And he's also a little bit afraid of the lion, because the lion has sharp teeth and sharp claws. And so the lion ultimately comes to that farmer and says, can I have your daughter's hand in marriage? And the farmer says, yes, on one condition, that you remove your teeth and claws.
Yeah.
And the lion was so in love with his daughter that he ultimately removes his teeth and his claws, because he wants to be accepted by the farmer. And when he shows up to tell the farmer how he removed his teeth and his claws, the farmer clubbed him to death. So, because the farmer was no longer afraid of him. Now, Aesop's fables often end in tragedy, but this is a good indicator of just how important it is to protect our right to bear arms. And one more thing about the Second Amendment. When I talk to people, I say, you guys look at it as guns. Take the guns out of it. Let's look at it as an amendment to the Constitution. You are trying to change and alter one of the amendments to the Constitution. I wouldn't let you do it to the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment. I wouldn't let soldiers stay in your house. I'm not going to let the police do illegal searches and seizures. I won't let them take away your voice. The Second Amendment is no different. Take away the guns, because ultimately what I am protecting is an amendment to the Constitution, a Bill of Rights that the Founding Fathers protected our God-given rights. It just so happens to be that it's guns, and it's very important for our ability to protect those other rights, just like the lion. Don't give up your claws and don't give up your teeth, because that's exactly what keeps the farmer in check.
That's exactly right. I wanted to say two more things on the article that was written, again, by the mainstream media, just to show people how they're being played down. One of the said legislators, obviously he doesn't understand that role or the definition of the word, but what he said is he said those sheriffs that are not enforcing the laws, as he called them, again, policies, that the said governor just came up with to disarm the people concerning their weapons, he said it's not the job of the sheriff to interpret the law, but to enforce the law. This sounds like popery to me, Mark, where the Pope said, you know, just do what I say regardless of what the Word of God says. Well, we have the politicians say, you do what I say rather than what the Constitution says. What say you to that?
Well, just because a bunch of knuckleheads passed a crazy law that's anti-Constitution and anti-American, we also have that responsibility that says that any law that is repugnant to the Constitution shall be null and void.
Amen.
And so, look, these are the legal battles and challenges that are going to take place that we're seeing more and more of. And until the courts, in my opinion, would uphold that, which is not going to stand because it's anti-Constitution, it's anti-American, and it does exactly what the Second Amendment says. It infringes on their right to bear arms. So I'm glad that the sheriffs are standing on the side of the Constitution, because that is the supreme law of the land, and that is what we first, that I swear an oath to. I don't swear an oath to the, primarily to the laws of the state of Arizona. I swear an oath to the Constitution of the United States to protect it against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Amen.
And make no mistake, for whatever they say about guys like me, that they call us constitutionalists and extremists, My question is always the same. I asked a political reporter, I said, why are you asking me why I'm a constitutionalist? What you should be asking is all the other elected officials in this country who swore the same oath as I did, yep, to protect and defend the Constitution, why they are not doing their job. I am doing my job, which is protecting the Constitution.
Yeah, so help me God, and that's the part that they forget, and yet it's all over the Capitol buildings. But again, that's why we call them, and it's not playing them down as useful idiots, but they are useful idiots. And who call them useful idiots? I'm talking about those in Politico and those that call themselves journalists. They're called useful idiots because they're parodying what they're told to say rather than actually playing out and investigating and then playing the journalists and giving out facts. It just shows you how constitutionally illiterate they really are, and there's no better way to say it, because the fruit is shown by what they're doing on so many different levels. I want to say this. At the end of this article, I also noticed that the good guy got the last word in, because one said representative said in this article, Mark, he said, I and millions of those in Illinois and gun owners, he said, we will not comply. And that's the voice of opposition that the mainstream media does not want the American people to hear, yet it's easily in the majority. It's easily in the majority. Folks, we're going to take a quick break. We got Sheriff Mark Lamb with us. We're going to come right back. We're going to talk to him about his posse.
Hey,
Sons of Liberty.
Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey, to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means, always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA News update.
If any object presents a threat to the safety and security of the American people, I will take it down.
President Biden's promise regarding future unidentified objects detected over the USA. The president says the three objects shot down last week were most likely private or research objects. Perjury is what a grand jury in Atlanta believes some of the people it heard from committed. The panel looked into efforts to overturn Georgia's 2022 election results. The Fulton County DA is using that report to decide whether to bring charges. The Supreme Court has dropped its planned March 1st arguments over Title 42, the COVID-linked rules that restricted who could enter the U.S. while applying for asylum. No word on why. Tesla's recalling more than 360,000 cars equipped with driver assist software. It says the full self-driving beta feature may cause crashes. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Again to the Sons of Liberty, we have with us Sheriff Mark Lamb. Mark, you had just said during the last segment, you know, about constitutional extremists. It's interesting that, again, as I stated earlier, that we're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional party systems. The Republicans and the Democrats are not constitutional. Not a one of them is. We have 101 party affiliations. All of them are unconstitutional. We are a constitutional republic. And what always begs the question is when you hear these useful idiots, again, in the media, say things like that, you're an extremist, so on and so forth. Well, I didn't know that there was a far-right position in obeying the enumerated laws found in the Constitution. And the reason that is because of what we call the right in America today. We have a right-left paradigm set up. What is that created to do? To divide the American people. And Jesus told us, he warned us about it in Mark 3:25. But I always like to say if the right was doing the right thing all the time, there wouldn't be a left. And the fact of the matter is what we see is the fruit of what they call the left when it comes to the right, and they're just as bad. They're two wings to the same bird, and until the American people figure that out, this game is going to continuously go on, and the joke is on the American people. I, for one, am tired of it. So let's get back to a very important question, because I want you to educate the people on a global basis, and I know I have a lot of friends that are sheriffs and police and military cops and state troopers, and they're listening right now. And many of them, I believe, are waiting for someone to take a stand. And I don't know why that is, because real leaders, as we know, Mark, they're not there to lead the consensus. They're there to mold the consensus. And America's looking for those that are following Christ, because those are true leaders in so many different ways. But what would you say to those that are kind of pivoting on the fence, not knowing what direction to go, when they should stand up and do the very things that you're doing in the state of Arizona right now when it comes to your citizen posse?
About fear not, do right. Just do the right thing. Look, it's not easy. And you're going to get criticism. Aristotle says the only way to avoid criticism is to do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. And I refuse to not do anything, not say anything, and I certainly refuse to not be anything. And the other thing you have to avoid is to conform to what they're trying to make get you to conform to. The media, the politicians, they're trying to funnel you into a chute. Rollo May, in his book, Man's Search for Himself, has a quote that he says, the opposite of courage in our society is not cowardice, it's conformity. And that's the truth. You cannot be a conformist. And I know you kind of said that, Bradley. You're not a conformist, and that's good. We need more people that question the social norms that we're seeing in our community. One of the things that I did that I took a lot of criticism for is I started a citizen's posse. Now, the Constitution of the State of Arizona allows for the sheriff to have a posse. It also says in there that it's my job to suppress any insurrections, affrays, riots, any criminal behavior. And it also says that I can command as many inhabitants of the county as I deem necessary to accomplish that mission. And so what I did is I started telling people, look, whether it's a storm, whether it's riots, whatever it is, I don't have enough staff to keep 500,000 people in line. I just don't. I have 600 employees, 240 sworn deputies. So to do that, I need to enlist the help of the citizens of this country, which is what the founding fathers understood the state of Arizona when they established our Constitution. So I started citizens' posse to educate our people on the Constitution, to educate them on what our limitations were as the sheriff's office, to give them, we would run them through some scenarios on our virtual training system, and we just ran them through a half a day of training and different things, and get them on our books as people that can be potential posse members should things go south. And I would encourage most sheriffs to get involved with their communities and start to really get them be part of your sheriff's office, as opposed to an adversaries or somebody that are completely ignorant to what the sheriff is doing in the county.
Okay, and I totally appreciate that. That's for all those that are in law enforcement right now, and it's for the people to know that they are there along with good law enforcement, because we support our sheriffs, we support our police, concerning those that are, you know, again, keeping their oaths. You know, one of the things that begs the question here is, when I peruse the Constitution, and I'm making another point, but it goes along with what you just said. When we see governors like what we see in Illinois right now, when we see governors, what we're seeing in Minnesota right now, where they're handing out license to illegals. By the way, one said representative of special interest group, not we the people in the state of Minnesota, said we don't use the word illegals in this chamber. I it was just like, okay, that is the definition of treason. Mark, where does it come to the point where the local sheriffs actually go in and arrest these individuals for the act of treason? Because we find it in Article 3, Section 3. We have provision in Article 2, Section 4 to impeach them for the smallest of infractions. And we also have in Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7, where we have constitutional provision to prosecute them for their crimes against we the people. What's the message here? What, the said representatives can break the law at will, as if to suggest that they are above the law? Or is it for we the people and the sheriffs and local law enforcement to hold these criminals accountable for their infractions and transgressions of the law that they swore to uphold? Where do the sheriffs come into play?
So this is probably one of the misconceptions that I think a lot of people have, is you have to balance out as a law enforcement official what is a state law, what is a state crime, what is a federal law, what is a federal crime, who has jurisdiction over those crimes. A lot of the constitutional violations and the laws that are enumerated on a federal level are enforced by the federal court. You have the right to be placed in front of a court should you commit a crime. And so a lot of these things that you're seeing are violations on a federal level, federal code violations. what I think the only three crimes enumerated in the Constitution were what? Treason, there's three crimes enumerated, but then they listed all these other, you know, other federal violations. And then you have state laws. And so we primarily enforce state laws as sheriffs in the state of Arizona, or in whatever state you're in. And you need the federal courts to be with you when you start going after federal crimes, people who are committing treason or those types of things.
Yep.
And that's where we're starting to see where we're not getting the federal side to enforce the laws that they have on their books. And so that's one of the frustrating things as sheriffs, and finding how we do that with them not being cooperative, that's the challenge.
Yeah, and what's interesting, and again, just to put this into perspective, the federal government is a creation of the states. That's why we have the 10th Amendment to say no to what they're doing. What we see is a whole lot of overreaching. So with that said, where do the people in the states understand that they have more authority than that of the federal government? And I understand all the wellest what federal government done is they have literally ripped off the money out of the taxpayers' coffers, and they have created themselves to be bigger than the states. And we see that's where that overreaching is coming from. If you don't do what we say, then you're not going to get our funds. Well, if the states understood their power, they could shut off the federal government from what it is that they're doing today. But again, let me go back to the very point that I wanted to make. Go ahead.
If I might just say something else, too, is, look, I've looked at some of these things. People don't know because we do a lot of things, and we don't publicize a lot of things we do. We looked at charging some of these federal people for some of the issues with the border and how they're just letting the American people down. But the Supremacy Clause, which is in the Constitution passed by the, our founding fathers set up, they initially did never see that the federal government would be the size that it is.
That's right.
They gave too much power to the federal government. They allowed the federal government to grow in size. And the founding fathers, the Supremacy Clause, which I guarantee you was not initially designed for this, protects the majority of your federal guys. So even if you were to put a case against them on a state level, in most cases, the Supremacy Clause and case law has unfortunately established this, it'd be very hard to get them to charge.
No, go ahead. I was just going to say you're making reference to Article 6, Section 2, the Supremacy Clause, right? And if you also notice in Article 2, Section 3, and I'm not trying to show you how quick I am on the Constitution. I'm just saying this is a great conversation for me because they are to faithfully execute the laws found within the Constitution.
Yep.
And we see them doing just the exact opposite. What we see, Mark, is governments, and not all of them, I'm just talking about the corrupt right now, acting not only outside of their scope of authority, but acting in a fashion that's foreign to the U.S. Constitution, they swore to uphold. And then it's almost like if the people in this country dare stand up against them in their crimes, then what they're going to do is send in the media, they're going to polarize you, demonize you, and they're going to try to incriminate you in the minds of the American people. The American people have to figure out that this federal government is the tail wagging the dog, and we need to set this back into perspective, because if we don't, we're going to lose it all. And we're going to go down in history as the greatest fools in the history of mankind for letting that happen, Mark. I want to ask you one more thing. I got you for two more minutes, and I know you're a busy guy. I do want to ask you, what are you seeing on the southern border? What's happening from your perspective?
It's an utter disaster. These policies, the lack of policies are not working. We're seeing more and more people trafficked in here every day. And I would just say this, I know we're short on time. This is not about immigration. This is about human trafficking and drug trafficking into America. They're enslaving people every day, the women and the children and the sex slaves. Men are being extorted. They're bringing dangerous drugs like fentanyl in, which are killing Americans. It's the leading cause of death amongst Americans right now. And the problem is not getting better. What I'm seeing is that this problem is continually getting worse. It has an economic impact on this country. It has a crime impact on this country. It is affecting American lives every day, so it's a disaster.
Okay, well, with that said, is there a URL or a website that you'd like to have people to go to? And if you would, and you do have one, go ahead and shoot it out there for us, brother.
Yes, sir. I have American Sheriff is my handle on Instagram, Sheriff Lamb 1 on Twitter, and Sheriff Lamb on Facebook. And then you can check out, I've got AmericanSheriff.store. You can buy my books. My first book is American Sheriff, Traditional Values in a Modern World. And my second book is American Sheriff Rules to Live By. It's based on the poem by Rudyard Kipling, If. And I tell stories of the Founding Fathers, stories of hope and courage and determination. This is still the greatest country in the world, people. That's why Amen. So many people try to come to this country every day. God bless America. God bless freedom. And God bless you for talking about these things.
Amen. Thank you. Appreciate you, brother. Big time. We will talk
to you. We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Let me do a bit of a recap on the time that we just spent with him. So one of the things that Mark was talking about, as a matter of fact, we're talking about doing spending a day together in Arizona. I'd like to go to the border, see for myself as to exactly what's happening there, so I can come back and say, you know what, got the hat and got the T-shirt, folks. This is what is happening. Not, and by no means am I questioning what Mark said. I'm sure it's much, much worse than he had time to tell us and share with us concerning what is happening there. But I'd like to spend a day out there with him just to see what is actually happening. But one of the things that he had brought up is the militia. Now, when you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16, I want you to hear clearly as to what it is that he's talking about. Both the militia is to execute the laws of the Union. To do what? To suppress insurrection and to repeal invasion. What's happening? You're seeing a federal government along with corrupt governors on southern borders that are opening up their borders to illegals. And I'll tell you what, regardless of what they say, and I've highlighted Ron DeSantis before, but Ron DeSantis is condemning it. And what they do is they condemn it in the South, but they promote it in the North. And it's exactly what he's doing. This is the tactics and methodology of tyrants. But what is Ron DeSantis doing? He's actually having them come into his state, and then he's dispersing them across the United States of America. Now they're flying them in, by the way, to their city of choice, basically one of the blue states, which does not constitutionally exist. So he's actually fulfilling Joe Biden's illegal and subversive treasonous act by bringing illegals in. Okay, but we see this happening on the southern border. By the way, I wanted to tell you, too, I had a friend this morning, and I hope I'm at liberty to share this. I'm not going to say anybody's name, but he's in Texas, and he said Abbott's doing the same thing. He said, as a matter of fact, what's happening on the southern border right now is if illegals need a ride, the cab companies are supposed to give them a free ride. The state will compensate them. Well, let me ask you the question. Where does the state get the money? They get it from the taxpayers. Are taxpayers savvy to the fact that the governors are using that money to basically give illegals rides to wherever they need to go in the state of Texas? Folks, they're not preventing the problem. They're creating the problem. And this is what government's been doing far too long in this country, and they've been given a free hand to it. That's why they become so emboldened. Many people are sitting down, and it's an injustice to be apathetic, by the way, but so many people are just sitting down, adding strength to tyranny by doing nothing concerning the issues. And then we have guys like Sheriff Mack that are Sheriff Mark Lamb that are out there putting their necks on the line every day, laying their lives down to make sure that you stay free. And what are you doing with that freedom? That's what begs the question here. What are you doing with that freedom that hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you? Freedom wasn't given unto you to do what you want to do, friends. Freedom was given unto you to do what you ought to do. And if you're not doing what you ought to do, guess what? You don't deserve the freedom that you have. And it's shameful conduct. It really, truly is, to say the least. I just had a thought here, and I'll go back to my original point, but I want to follow the Holy Ghost because that's what we do on this show. But I want you to listen to this and contemplate what I say. And I say this in all sincerity, speaking to my brothers and my sisters in Christ. And I'm talking about those that understand what it takes and what needs to happen to preserve what it is that we have in this country. Now, the reason I'm saying that is because I want to, and again, I'm just looking for this right now. Do forgive me, friends, if I can pull the last post up that I did. It was a quote that is applicable to the conversation that we're having right now in a big way. And I think I might have it here. Yep, here we go. Pulling it up. Live radio, folks. One guy just recently said that, in so many words, the government, okay, is handing out, you know what, if I can't find it, folks, we will just jump. Okay. It has been said that if we lose this war, and I speak to you Americans, it's been said that if we lose this war, and in doing so we lose this great way of freedom that we have known, history will record the greatest astonishment that those that had the most to lose, that's you and me, did the least to prevent it from happening. This describes Americans perfectly. Jesus said, for unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And wasn't it Daniel Webster that said, folks, hold on to the Constitution, because if the Constitution should fail, there will be anarchy throughout the whole world? Do you understand why I continuously show you what others are doing on a global basis in protest? Millions are protesting right now, and yet the American people are sitting down, still trying to figure out what to do. While them foreign countries that are protesting are looking to the American people to stand up and right the wrongs. Why? Did they're protesting the plandemic, friends. And it's interesting that you've not heard a peep from the mainstream media about it. No? There's the illegalities of censorship again. And we need to get this right, folks, because if we don't, like this individual said, we have the most to lose, and we did nothing to prevent it from happening. Oh, my goodness. And let me say it this way again. Much is required. Much is given. Much is required. We better understand much is required because a lot has been given unto us on so many different fronts. I'll tell you what I'm going to do, folks. I think I've said enough. I was just going to go over some of the issues concerning the article that I was highlighting with Sheriff Lamb at the beginning of the show. But what I'm going to do is, as I've always said, I'm going to give it over to you because it's your show. I got Bob calling in from Texas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Bob. You've got about 3 minutes. It's all yours, my friend. Go for it.
Hey, Brad, I love you to death, and thanks so much for having Mark on there. I'm thinking, we have a separation of powers. It's not just the three articles. It's also state, you know, federal, state, county, and local. And, you know, he's recruiting these deputies or posse or whatever you call it. I was going to ask if every precinct in America should have a precinct chair, and that represents about 3% of the population. If the precinct chairs are responsible for educating and knowing their 3,000 neighbors, that gives us our only second tool. Our laws are one, our numbers are the other, where they know the Constitution and, you know, they can, you know, help recruit the deputies, be the deputies, you know, or the posse or whatever, but also be a posse in our commissions, councils, and boards and showing up and all these precinct chairs swear an oath to the Constitution, and they have to interpose just like Matt Trujillo says. So if we see things going wrong, no matter where it's going wrong, we have to interpose. I could visualize just having millions of people, well, hundreds of thousands, showing up the border and saying, the only written guarantee in the Constitution is a protection against invasion, and we're here to see that that happens. So anyway, that's kind of my rant and rave, is utilizing we the people, because that's our last asset outside of the Bible.
Well, you're right. And here, again, it comes back to the people, doesn't it? Because, again, going back to the presupposition that God is and that we as a people are the government in this country, and I'm making reference again to the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, the American people have failed to remember that they are the strength of the Constitution. Albert Einstein said this, Bob. He said, the strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it. If the American people don't realize what it is that they have, they're not going to stand up and actually defend themselves, because I think it's so much easier to put it this way. Back in the 80s, there was a band called Cinderella, and it comes to my aid right now. They wrote a song called You Don't Know What You Have Until It's Gone. And what I don't want to see happen is just that. I don't want the American people to lose what it is that they have. I just want to be, as a reminder, to blow the trumpet and say that you're accountable for where this country goes and what's left to our posterity. Because if we don't do it, who's going to do it? And, folks, as Mr. Elliott said, he was a missionary into foreign lands. He said, if not me, then who? If not now, then when? Americans, your backs are up against the wall. Enough of this nonsense. We need to stand with good government like we had on today with Sheriff Lamb, and we need to mean what we say, draw the line. We need to hold the corrupt accountable for their crimes concerning their transgressions against the U.S. Constitution. I'm telling you right there, if you stop by just drawing the line and saying no, you can rest assured, because they're doing it already, because you see all these countries calling for a global order. They will use mercenaries against you. Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you. Look to the violations our forefathers succumbed to concerning the tyrant king across the pond. He would do anything that he could do to have it his way. So what did he do? He hired Hessians and Native Americans to work against, during that time, natives that would work against and basically slaughter off their political opposition. Americans, you have the time to do the right thing, and the right time to do the right thing is right now. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
When I was a kid, I wanted... It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.